Welcome to Pisces Rising.
I'm Ash.
And I'm Heather.
We want to talk about astrology with you.
Go deep or go home.
Hello, everyone. We are here outside on a beautiful sunny day to talk to you about Neptune transiting your natal Neptune.
This is something that happens to everyone, depending on how long you live. But at certain ages, you get certain transits, and we're going to be talking about the transits you get with Neptune today, inspired by Ash, who's experiencing one right now.
Yeah, I'm not. Neptune isn't transiting my Neptune, but it is hitting many of my planets, so it got us in a Neptune mood, and we decided to just get as Neptune as we possibly could by doubling down.
Yep. So the first one would be, do you want to go in order of when it first happens? The first one at 29, that was the Neptune sextile.
Yeah. So it's, around the age of 28 or 29, it's usually about a year before you get your Saturn return. You have Neptune sextile, your natal Neptune.
This is almost like a setup to fall in mystical love before you commit to marrying the wrong person. that was kind of extreme, but Neptune does have this sense of emotion swelling. So it's not a very decisive planet, but it does, experiencing the transit or having a heavy Neptune aspect in your chart is going to make it so you feel sure when you might not be sure, or you feel completely unsure, but there's something very romantic about it. So like, it's kind of like meeting somebody on LSD and being like, that's my soulmate.
Mm.
And then, really thinking it through, and then like you're done tripping, the trip is over and you're like, who the hell is this person in front of me?
Yeah, exactly. The dream can kind of wash away. But of all the Neptune transits, this one is maybe the gentlest and the least, it's going to take you over the least, we'll put it that way. So you're going to notice it, and it could make you feel a little disoriented, a little confused, but generally speaking, I think that it can bring deepened compassion for yourself, for other people. It can allow you to view yourself in a new light, and you might make decisions during this time that you then have to face up to during your Saturn return when that happens. Like maybe you kind of follow a whim that you then kind of have to clean up later during your Saturn return. Or maybe the Saturn return hits and you realize, oh wow, that was a good choice for me. I'm going to stick with it. But the Neptune transit, the sextile, is going to give you a more romantic outlook and make you choose these things that feel fated.
Yeah, it could increase your care.
Mm.
Your care and your dreams and your intuition and your, not desire in a fiery way, but almost bring like a yearning where, say, if you were somebody who was not romantic at all and didn't necessarily care about partnership or relationship, and that wasn't something you were thinking of, the Neptune transit might come in and make it feel better or feel like a possibility. And then the Saturn, coming in right after, could actually make it stick a little more. So in some ways, indirectly, and a little bit more because of Saturn, the Neptune would be the part that made you open to a sense of commitment that you weren't open to before.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Saturn would like secure it in. So Neptune could also be an opening. It could be an opening. It could be a loss, depending on, what sign you are, how it's sextiling. But in as far as a general concept of the Neptune energy, is it's going to bring an inspiration to you that you're going to flow with, specifically the sextile. The square is absolutely not going to do that, but the sextile will be like, I can flow with this, and it will make you open to new ideas, and actually a little more forgiving too. So another thing that you can notice is stuff you were mad about in the past, or if you were holding any grudges, a lot of the times there's a chance for a dissolve in this Neptunian transit where, you might have cared about something and been in resistance about something for so long. And then when Neptune makes its sextile, you could just stop giving any fucks and let it all go.
Yeah, it's more go with the flow. You might find that you switch something up in your life, you let something go, it's maybe not going to be such a big deal. And then when the Saturn return hits, you find yourself maybe wanting more structure at that point.
Yeah, I was just having this conversation with a friend who's very Taurus, very earthy, very Virgo. She was talking about how she holds on and just like remembers intense things, and me being very Neptune, like if I just usually forget the people that don't like me or the people that I don't like literally if somebody does something, you know, humiliating, I could, you know, forget it and be like, oh, hey, how are you? So there is something very relaxed about Neptune, or disconnected.
Yeah, exactly. It's not so concerned with trying to hold on to these structures of like, okay, this is what our relationship is supposed to be. This is how I'm supposed to feel. It kind of sends all those shoulds and supposed to's out the window. And it's just like, all right, I don't really care. I don't want to hold on to that. I want to drop everything that's in my arms that I've been carrying around for a while.
Yeah, you also might have a hard time with logistical information and logistical things.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, even the symbol of a sextile is almost round and smooth.
Like yeah.
The kind of asterisk-looking thing. I don't know what that was, but that sounds more like Uranus or, you know, that's not a Neptune sound.
No. No, I might cut some of that out.
Yeah. That's velocity, maybe Mars.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think we can move to the next.
Okay. So then when you're around the age of 42, you get Neptune squaring your natal Neptune.
This is a hard one.
It's through this.
Yeah. And I actually didn't have a hard time with mine, but I also think that because I am highly Neptunian with my double Pisces energy at almost, you know, nearing 29 degrees, not quite there, but nearing it, that when mine hit, I was just like, let it all go. Like there is, with any Neptune transit, I think it's going to be easier to accept the inevitable.
Yeah, I think so too. You might find that you experience some regret during this time. Like some people might notice that they begin to romanticize the past, feeling as though there's like a grass is greener type of thing happening. Or you could just be like, I guess I don't care anymore. I'm going to like stop doing what I've been doing for years and years and not really give too much thought about it. I'm just going to let go of it compassionately. So it could go either way, and it really depends on how comfortable you are swimming in the seas of Neptune. Really.
Yeah. You're either going to pine or just flow.
Yeah.
It's going to be a pining or a flow. And even with the pining, even if you're a whiner or a piner, you'll eventually have to flow with it, because Neptune will just make it happen. Because the thing with Neptune and Neptune transits is it's not substantial and it's not contained.
No.
There's no container, so there's no discipline. So it's like winning the lottery and never getting the money.
Yeah, exactly. There's like the joy of the win, but that's almost the reward in itself. It's like you're not going to actually get the thing.
Yeah, it's like you're gonna expand, but you're gonna feel, but it's not gonna hold up. Like, so it's also, nothing is gonna hold up for court too, so that's another thing to think about. If you're like in a lawsuit with a Neptune transit, really, just that's a bad idea.
Yeah, just you might have to learn to let go of some things or be okay with losing.
Yeah,
but Neptune will sweep you up in the current during this one, and the best thing you can do is just flow with it, be okay with releasing, be easy on yourself, don't try to judge yourself too harshly. If you're experiencing a lot of those, oh, I wish I had done this, I wish I had done that thoughts, just remember it's not too late. You don't have to, think about who you were in the past and wish that on yourself. Like, you can do it now. You can flow to that place now.
The other thing too with this square is the tendency is going to be to want to problem solve, and I would be really patient with that, because things are going to keep changing. So every time you get a solution to something, it's just going to change again, and it's just going to move. So, you know, this would be like, all right, it's time for a divorce. And then, okay, no, I changed my mind. I want to stay married. Like, things like that are going to happen.
Yeah.
Or the other way around. I find that, and astrology books don't really say this, but I find that Neptune does always involve relationships. Because it's unconditional.
Yeah, and it's all about a merging of boundaries and merging of people's energies. So there is this blending of fields that happens between people.
Yeah, especially when Neptune is in a relationship with another planet.
Yeah. Right?
And that's what these aspects are all about. An aspect is being in relationship to another planet. So when Neptune, it's all on its own, maybe it doesn't have to do with relationships. But when it's in relationship to another planet, Neptune is very much going to affect your personal relationships.
Yeah. Want to move to the next one?
Yes. That's okay. The opposition?
The trine.
Oh, yeah.
So Neptune trines Neptune when you're around 55 years old, and that is usually right before Uranus trines Uranus. So you get these back-to-back Neptune trine Neptune, Uranus trine Uranus around the age of 55. And this is kind of like a midlife crisis in a way. I mean, you might experience it a bit when you're around 42, but this is going to make you care less, like what other people think. It's going to make you feel maybe, hopefully, more confident with yourself, depending on where you're at. You might just not care if other people judge you for certain things.
So some of this is because Neptune is going to absorb some of Uranus and make you a little more eccentric. So this is probably going to be the more eccentric one. Again, not having to do with Neptune alone, but having to do with Neptune picking up on the radioactivity of Uranus, which is just gonna, that midlife crisis was, I think, the perfect way to describe it, because you're gonna act on that midlife crisis because of the Uranus transit, where if it was just Neptune, it might be a little more self-loathing or introverted or contemplating. But the Uranus kind of going in there and the Neptune absorbing that is like, I'm gonna do everything I can. Okay, this is when I write my bucket list. This is when I try to take action. So you might find yourself a little more eccentric, a little more forgiving. Also, the thing that these planets have in common is they don't really care. There's a care, but there's not a care. There's not a care about what people think of them, and there's a care for like what you've done thus far, and you know, and how you want to live. You're going to begin to care about how you feel and how, you know, like if you've lived a shit life up until that point and it didn't feel good, this is a time where you're like, wait a minute, I want to understand what joy feels like. I want to understand what other feelings feel like. So you're going to get more in touch with your emotional energy and have an understanding that you can, that's the thing that you can control or understand more so than anything external. And plus that Uranian transit is going to make external things happen. So during that time, it's going to be really easy to have that energy of reflection, especially because it's a trine. So it might also be more of a gentle reflection and less of a hateful, shadowy reflection, just more like an acceptance. Okay, I do this. I don't need to do it anymore. I'm going to move on to the next thing because that's what feels good.
Not going to beat myself up anymore. The other thing I'm realizing is that these two happen right before the second Saturn return, because that's around the age of like 56, 57. So yeah, this is a couple years before your second Saturn return. So it's a little bit like a repeat of that energy from around the age of 28, 29, where you have that Neptune transit followed by the Saturn transit. So it's like you make these kind of whimsical decisions, and then Saturn allows you to kind of take stock of what you've chosen and see it maybe from a more grounded perspective, and then go from there and make plans for the next stage of your life.
We could move to the Neptune opposition. Okay. That was really good.
So yeah, the opposition happens at age 82, so not everyone will get one, but if you live to your 80s, you will have this, and this is the last Neptune transit that most, I would say, everyone would get.
Nobody's ever going to make it to a conjunction unless you're living in a cave, living off air.
Yeah, the Breatharians.
Yeah.
Okay, so Neptune opposite Neptune, age 82. I mean, this one, you're kind of like getting in touch with the other side. You're melding into another world almost.
Yeah, it's like when you hear old people talk about, my wife is calling me. They probably are, and not just because you're dying or you're fading, but you're also really, the veil is like lifted, you know, mm-hmm. the veil to the other world is lifted. So if by chance you're a super cynical person who's never believed in anything, this is going to be the time that you start like believing.
Exactly. This is when some people might get more spiritual or just start to express curiosity. If they've been like a lifelong non-believer, maybe they might, you know, soften that slightly. Not to say they're going to change their whole personality, but they might be like, well, maybe I don't know everything. And there's this curiosity that comes in, maybe feeling less judgmental of self and others, wanting to spend more time like in deep emotional connection with other people, maybe wanting to, you know, mend old grudges, have closure for those things, spend more time with, you know, children, grandchildren, friends, wanting to mend that stuff, or just not caring at all and just doing your own thing and, you know, connecting with nature and with animals or plants or whatever, you know. You could be a hermit and do it too.
Yeah, this one could also bring a lot of forgiveness too, and I bet you this happens a lot when people are dying at 82 and they're like, all right, now it's time to forgive because I don't want to, you know, bring this with me. So the dissolve from the trine is pretty ideal around this age because it does help you let go a lot. And, you know, maybe this is when, like, you reroute those inheritances or become very generous in when you're alive and, you know, begin to give away things that you thought you were just going to wait until it was over. And that's the will. You know, this Neptune transit could be like, okay, it's time. It's time for me to watch others experience the joy of, you know, what I have. There's a fluidity here too. And even though there's never really a tangibility with Neptune, there is that tangibility of emotions and there is that energy of experiencing emotions through other people, and having their joy and expansion be yours just by witnessing it. So there could be a lot of giving that happens during this transit, and a different understanding of like what life meant. So again, and this is going to go a little bit more for people who are rigid or who haven't had a spiritual practice. It's going to, you know, maybe kind of push them into one or be like, all right, it's time to start praying. And for those people who have had that, and whether it's a lifetime of that or a few years of that, they're just going to become really kind of fluid with the generosity and you know, potentially gratitude. Again, with Neptune, it could always go the other way. But the beauty of it is, you know, if you know, you can program Neptune. So you can just be like, I'm going to feel good.
Yeah.
Because that's what I want.
Neptune's very malleable. It will respond to your intentions and your thoughts very quickly.
Yeah, it's always about working with the planet and not resisting it. And with any planet, if you don't resist it and have an understanding of it, it's going to help bring healing. Every transit, every opportunity will help bring healing. And actually, as I'm saying this, the Neptune transits are probably the most healing because
they're
so much about water and cleaning out the muck.
Yeah, I think that Neptune transits in general, whether you're, you know, going through these double Neptune transits or other Neptune transits, you know, they last a long time. Neptune transits go in and out for like 2.5-3 years. So when you're dealing with that energy, you know, it's an ongoing thing. And each time it comes, because like, you know, Neptune will retrograde and then it will go forwards, you'll have periods when you're going through a Neptune transit where it's off, you know, you're not experiencing it directly. Like the second time you go through it, you can come at it with a different level of awareness and find that it can be really healing and uplifting. And I mean, Neptune is arguably the most spiritual planet. I mean, I don't know, Uranus also, but in a different way.
Yeah, I think Uranus is like, okay, shit hits the fan, so you go to spirit, and Neptune is
we're all one
natural. Yeah,
we're all God, you know. Yeah. Type of energy. Yeah. So I think that's sort of the ultimate realization of the unity and the dissolve of separation that is basically an illusion in and of itself.
Yeah, that's perfect. We should wrap it up right there.
Okay, yeah.
That was a great final note. What
it's,
are we at?
It's only 20 minutes. I think that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, the last one was an hour. So,
yeah.
So you know, sometimes...
This is balance.
Yeah, this is... a complete thought. So we'll be back soon. If you've got ideas for topics, let us know. We're always happy to take those into consideration.
Enjoy your summer. Thanks for listening to Pisces Rising. You can find us on Instagram at Pisces Rising Podcast. Email us, piscesrisingpodcast@gmail.com, or find us on Facebook. Have a magical day.